Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would any children who are with us this morning come on up, including the choristers? We're so grateful that you're here singing. We don't want to leave you out, so come on up. You can sit right here. Hi, buddy. And would some of our bigger kids help me make sure everybody in the congregation who wants one gets a yellow piece of paper? And we have some pens. Ellen Suki, would you help pass out some paper? Maybe Lulu too. Okay, everybody sit down. Thank you. We're going to be talking about forgiveness today. How many know what forgiveness is? What is forgiveness, Brent?
If someone did something, you tell them it's okay.
Right, so if somebody did something, you tell them it's okay. Let's think of some examples of things that people might do to us. And adults, feel free to participate. This is the blessing of Youth Sunday. You get to pretend that you're kids again. You don't have to be all stiff and formal today. So what are some of the things that people might do that you feel that you need to forgive? What are some things that might happen? Allison.
Put dirty dishes in the clean dishwasher.
Put dirty dishes in the clean dishwasher. Yes. What are some other things that people have had happen to them that really hurt their feelings? Can anybody remember anything? Other people talk about you and you find out about it. That really hurts our feelings. Have you ever had anybody say anything mean to you? Phoebe? So sometimes people say mean things to us, and that hurts our feelings. Now, I'm going to ask Kenzie to come up here. She and I practiced this, so I'm sure I can actually do this without falling on my head. When somebody hurts your feelings, it can be really, really heavy, right? It can feel like somebody is hanging on your back. So Kenzie is super strong. Look at that. She can hang on my back without me even touching her barely. So when somebody hurts us and we need to forgive them and we're having trouble with that, maybe we feel like they just hurt us too much and we can't forgive them. It's like carrying them around with us all day long. Now, Kenzie's kind of light, but not really too light. And so I am already feeling like she's pretty heavy and I'd like to put her down. But maybe she's told me that my sermons are really boring. Or maybe she told me that my dress didn't look very pretty. Or maybe she just got really angry and she called me a name. As soon as we feel our feelings get hurt by somebody, it's like we pick them up on our back. And I might sometimes, like when I'm going through my day, I might put her down for a few minutes and, oh, that feels so much better. But later on in the day, if I remember again and I feel like all of a sudden there she is back on my back. And sometimes we do that 100 times a day. Jesus tells us we have to forgive 77 times. You know why? Because he knows that this is what we do. We'll say, okay, Kenzie was kind of cranky. She needed a snack, so she said something mean, and we put her down. But then immediately, we remember that she hurt our feelings, and we pick her back up. So we have to keep doing that over and over and over again. Thank you, Kenzie. I won't make you do it again. So that's what forgiveness feels like. When we can let the people who hurt us get off of our backs, or sometimes we don't feel it like a weight on us, but they just are in our brains a lot. Sometimes when somebody has slighted me and I am having trouble forgiving them, I'll put a little post-it note, kind of like what you have in your hands on my desk, and I'll put a little mark on it every time I think about the person or the thing that offended me. And guess how many of those little marks show up at the end of the day?
77.
That's exactly right. A whole lot of them. So we can let people get inside of our heads when we're having trouble forgiving them, and it feels the same way. So can any of you remember anything from a while ago that maybe hurt your feelings or somebody forgot your birthday and that made you feel yucky? Are there anybody have anything that they're having trouble forgiving? I know that's kind of asking a lot of you. And if not, that's really wonderful because children are often much more forgiving than adults. As adults, we tend to carry these weights with us for a long time and can have trouble forgiving people when we feel that they've betrayed us or they've hurt our feelings. And so we carry them around on our backs a lot. What I invite you all to do is everybody to think of somebody in your lives that maybe in the present you're having trouble forgiving. This might be a relationship that you just can't find any peace in it. You continually are at each other. This might be a brother and a sister. Not that brothers and sisters fight at all, ever, right? This might be a parent, if you feel like your parent was unfair to you about something and they didn't listen to your side of the story. Maybe you got in trouble for something that you didn't feel was right. For our adults, this might be somebody from your way past that you just find yourself continually revisiting whatever the slight was that you experienced. Maybe you are not the kind of people who have trouble forgiving. Maybe forgiveness comes easily to all of you. But I invite you to think for a second if there's somebody in your lives that you struggle to get out of your head, that you struggle to let them climb off your back and let the past hurt move into the past. Once you've done that, write the name on the piece of paper. If it's somebody sitting next to you, you can hide it. Because sometimes it's the people that are closest to us that we have trouble forgiving. It can be very difficult. The reason why we forgive is because it feels so much better to get somebody off our backs, right? How would it feel if you had to carry Kenzie around all day? Not so great. But also because Jesus teaches us in the gospel lesson today, when God gives us forgiveness, he expects us to pass it on. It's our Christian duty, it's our Christian obligation when we know that God forgives us for all the naughty things that we do to forgive other people. And when we're not willing to do that, that's another burden. That's something else that feels heavy on our shoulders. Now, I want to talk to you about how you forgive. Because it was easy for me to put Kenzie down because she was just on my back and I can lift her down and then she walks away. But if somebody said something really mean to me and it's inside my head, it's not so easy to let it go. So can we talk about some strategies? When you get really angry at somebody, what are some things that you do to help let your anger go? What do you do, Bryn?
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. That's beautiful. What are some other things? Ellie, what do you do when you get grumpy? You sit peacefully. How about Patrick?
Walk away from that person.
So you can walk away from it. David?
Play music very loudly.
Play music very loudly. Absolutely. Yes, John?
Punch my pillow.
Punch your pillow. That's a wonderful one. So sometimes when we feel those hurt feelings, those frustrations, those people that we can't forgive floating into our minds, if we have strategies like going outside and screaming, or playing our music loud, or taking a deep breath, it helps that person get out of our head a little bit. It feels really good to let off all that energy and scream, doesn't it? And sometimes there's a very famous writer named Annie Lamott who talks about having a special box on her desk where she put things that only God can handle. So when she feels really sad about all of the poor people who live in the world, she'll write on a piece of paper, poverty, and then she'll put it in, she calls it God's inbox. When she's having trouble forgiving somebody, if they were really mean to her, she'll write their name and what they did on the piece of paper and put it in God's inbox. This is a wonderful thing that we can all do in our families and in our daily lives. We can have a little box someplace in our house that when we're struggling to let go of something, We can write it on a piece of paper and put it in God's inbox. During the offertory time, our children are going to bring baskets around. And anybody who would like to do that today, who has written something on the piece of paper that they're having trouble forgiving, letting go of, I invite you to put it into the offertory basket. And the children will bring it forward and place it here on the altar, where we give all things to God, where we give thanks for everything in our lives, even the hard things that can teach us new things about ourselves and how to be good children of God. So I thank you guys for helping me to think about forgiveness today. Children, as I said before, are often much more naturally inclined to forgive people. And we as adults can really struggle to move through those difficult issues in people in our lives. As you become aware of the 77 titch marks on your desk for a relationship that is troublesome for you, I hope that the wisdom that the children have shared of taking deep breaths or otherwise letting go of some of the frustration and anger will help you forgive in that moment, and then the next moment, and then the next moment, as often as necessary, until we feel whatever that burden is fall off of our backs. Thank you all so much. You can go ahead and return to your seats. Choristers, why don't you hand Mr. Jim, as you walk past Mr. Jim, your yellow slips of paper so you don't have to worry about them while you're sitting and singing, okay? Go back to Daddy.